Thank you. And I'm going to switch over to Jeremy now, and he's going to get into the weeds a little bit on the AVERT tool. So here we go, Jeremy.
Thank you very much. My name is Jeremy Fisher, and I'm a consultant from Synapse Energy Economics. Synapse is a research and consulting firm in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and we've been happy to be working with the EPA for the last 2 years on the development of AVERT and similar types of programs. So today I'm going to be talking specifically about the construction of AVERT and what AVERT actually does. But to get the basic idea behind AVERT, we're trying to figure out, again, which units would be displaced with reductions in load due to energy efficiency or renewable energy. And there are several different ways of thinking about this. Robin characterized them as from the very simple to the very sophisticated, with AVERT being somewhere in between. And we know that it's not all generators on the system that would be reduced from these load demand reduction measures. And we also even know that it wouldn't necessarily even be fossil units, even though those are the ones that are going to necessarily be load responsive. Within fossil units, it's going to be units that are more marginal, and so AVERT is working to characterize reasons why, or AVERT is trying to characterize which units might be the units that are on the margin. AVERT is relying on a rich data set from EPA's Clean Air Markets division. That's a hourly unit-by-unit generation and emissions data set. It characterizes just about every fossil unit in the country greater than 25 megawatts, gathers hourly information on those. And what AVERT does is it gathers statistics on those unit operations under specific load conditions, and then it works to try to figure out how those units would respond under typical load conditions and then changes in those load conditions. Generally speaking, AVERT is looking to simulate hourly changes in generation and air emissions. So as was noted before, that's going to be oxides of nitrogen, sulfur dioxide, and carbon dioxide at specific electric generating units from energy efficiency renewable energy programs. From your end as a user, it's actually fairly straightforward. The pieces of information that you need are effectively where you are and what types, how many megawatt hours you'd expect to save from energy efficiency programs and or wind or solar generation. More specifically, it would be looking for load shapes because it's looking to get a sense of how those reductions occur over the course of the year on an hourly basis. We generally recommend that users use information that they know specific to their region for those energy efficiency and renewable energy reduction measures. However, there are some options that are built into the tool, and I'll be walking through those in a couple minutes when I actually demonstrate the tool. In addition, EPA provides hourly profiles for some of the states that have on the books energy efficiency programs that are not currently built into the annual energy outlook. After I finish my presentation, Nico Deesh from EPA will be discussing that tool a little bit more thoroughly, but it's directly compatible with AVERT. In addition, users can retire and change specific units based on their knowledge of how those units are going to change in the future. So, for example, if a unit is going to get an emissions reduction control on it, that can be modeled here, as well as if units are known to be retiring in the near future, or if you know that there are new units that are expected to come online, AVERT can recalibrate its system to deal with those changes. AVERT is structured fairly linearly. The model relies on hourly generation and emissions data from this very rich data set collected by EPA. Called the Air Market Program Dataset. That is a freely accessible public hourly emissions generation dataset. And then in addition, if so desired, a user can construct a future year scenario template. I'll be discussing that later. And both of those are used as inputs and modifications to the AVERT statistical module. The AVERT statistical module is really the powerhouse of AVERT. That's taking the data from the EPA's material and the future year scenario template and crunching those numbers to figure out what units are likely to be marginal in which hours and how those units respond to changes in load. And the output of that is regional data files. For the most part, users will really only be looking at regional data files and specifically the AVERT main module. The AVERT main module runs within Excel, and it has an interface for looking at those EE and RE load curves and actually does the displaced emissions analysis based on those regional data files. So I'll start off today talking about the AVERT main module and walk you through that as the primary tool that most users will use, and then I'll walk backwards and go through the future year scenario template and the statistical module and how that impacts the main module. Underlying AVERT is a statistical database about how each individual unit operates relative to load conditions. And what I'm putting up on the screen right now is a highly simplified schematic of a loading order for a very, very small region that would have the equivalent of 2,000 megawatts worth of demand, served by six generators, generic in this case labeled A through F, that happen to have a particularly clean and neat loading order from a very base load generator A at the bottom all the way to a peaking unit F serving peak hours. In this case, we're just looking at units over a 48-hour time period. And again, this is a highly simplified schematic. But the question that faces avoided emissions reductions comes from looking at what happens, again, on the margin. And so what we want to know is if we impinge on the system with an energy efficiency or renewable energy program, such as, for example, a solar PV program, which units are likely to reduce. So one tends to think of those as coming off the top of the loading stack, and it would impinge on those units which are marginal. However, once those units are exhausted, or if there are multiple units that are contributing to the margin, it's going to be more than one unit that potentially reduces in any given hour. And AVERT is designed to estimate how energy efficiency renewable energy programs impinge on any given hour. As you can see from the schematic, if we are to have a energy efficiency renewable energy program impinging during trough periods at the lowest points of the 24-hour period, they would displace a very different cohort of generators and thus emissions than when they impinge at the peakiest hours. I'm going to zoom into a small subsection of this area and just look at hours 4 through 15, so early in the day through the early afternoon. And this is just how AVERT actually gathers its statistics, or a simplified rendering of how AVERT gathers statistics. What it does is it divides the year into what we call load bins, and those are blocks of demand that are equally sized for the number of hours that they contain. So roughly, if I were to ask which generators operate when demand is between 1,000 to 1,500 megawatts in our system, well, there are 3 hours in this particular schematic in which there are generators that are actively changing from 1,000 to 1,500 hours of demand, and also, of course, when demand is at that level. And at the first of those hours, the lowest generator on this load stack is operating at 100% of its capacity, as is generator B, whereas generator C, the purple one, is operating about half of its capacity. At the second hour, it's a similar story. Generators A through C are now going full out, whereas generator D is at a quarter of its capacity, just ramping up. And at the third hour within this load bin from 1,000 to 1,500 megawatts of demand, generators A through D are full out, and generator E is just starting. And so statistically, within, again, this highly simplified schematic, we could say that from generator A through generator F, we understand approximately how much output each of those generators have. Now, you can imagine that over the course of an entire year, the dynamics are far more complicated, and so therefore the statistics are far more complicated. But what AVERT will do is it will gather the percentage of hours that a unit is actually online, the output of that unit, assuming that it's online at any given level of demand, again, a load bin, and then the emissions associated with that unit's output. And between those pieces of information, we can predict which units are operating and their emissions at any given level of demand. And then as we change different levels of demand, which units change their operational output. There are, again, three components to AVERT. The primary one that most users will be using is the AVERT main module. And it has four very basic steps. We load up the regional data file that is pre-supplied by EPA. It's an output of the statistical module. We set the energy efficiency and renewable energy targets that we'll use in that module, run the displacement, and look at the outputs. Behind that is the statistical module. The statistical module, again, is the basis of the AVERT analysis, and it processes the raw information from the Clean Air Markets Division. This will return that output that gets used directly in the main module. The statistical module runs in a MATLAB environment. It has been compiled into an executable that is available for users for free use and distribution, but it does require a MATLAB compiler runtime, which is a separate program available for MathWorks to be installed on top of that. And then finally, there's the future year scenario, which is the reason that you'd end up running the AVERT statistical module. The future year scenario allows users to define changes in EGU structure, which EGUs are online, which electric generating units are potentially retired in the future, and changes to those units' emissions rates somewhere out in the next 4 years or so, probably not too long beyond that. So with that, I'm going to now walk through a demonstration of the AVERT main module, the future year scenario template, and the statistical module. First, I'm going to go boot up the main module. And that will appear right here. The main module looks like a program, but is running in the Excel 2007 or newer environment. When you load it up, make sure that you enable macros. On the first splash page, it gives you the opportunity to put in information about the run that you're completing, just to keep track of what you're actually doing. I click on the green button to begin, and I choose the region that I want to do my analysis in. AVERT has fairly hard boundaries. It looks at each of these regions as a contiguous electricity trading region, but does not look at trading between these electricity trading regions. And these generally represent approximately the size of NERC subregions, RTOs, or electricity market modules within the annual energy outlook from EIA. I've chosen the Northeast in this case, and now I'm going to select over here by double-clicking it to choose where my AVERT information is. I'm looking for the regional data file. In this case, I'm using 2013, and I'm going to load the coincident Northeast regional data file from 2013. I click the green button to load the regional data file, and this process, depending on the speed of computer, can take anywhere from just a couple of seconds all the way up to a couple of minutes on slower computers as it imports the file. In this case, it'll take approximately 28 seconds. Once this is complete, we'll be moving on to then putting in an energy efficiency and renewable energy profile on top of this regional data file, and then we'll be running it afterwards. This splash screen tells me that I've successfully loaded the Northeast region with the states that are incorporated there, and that there are 348 fossil units that are in our analysis. We now move on to where we can actually put in our energy efficiency renewable energy program into AVERT. We have the opportunity to either add data manually, as you can see up here, and I'll go through that in just a moment, or we can use proxy load shapes that are preloaded into AVERT. The first one allows us to choose the percentage of hours that we'd like an energy efficiency program to apply, and this is percentage of hours of the year, starting from the top and working down. So if I choose 100%, it's all hours of the year. And I want to choose a reduction that will occur during those hours. And so, say I think that I'll have a 2% energy efficiency reduction. And what, in this case, what it's showing me is an energy efficiency reduction of 2% of fossil load in Northeast, because AVERT is working within the fossil load world. It shows me this load profile off to the right. and says that it approximates 2,366 gigawatt hours overall. If I wanted to, I could target just peak hours, say the top 10% of peak hours, in which case it would just look at the top 10% of those hours and, again, a 2% reduction in those hours. I could also cause a flat load reduction to occur, asking for, in this case, say approximately 250 megawatts per hour. In this case, I just see a blue line that appears at negative 250. It's a flat load reduction across all hours. Similarly, I could ask for a certain amount of wind capacity with capacity factors from modeled turbines in this region, and say I ask for 250 megawatts of wind capacity. It gives me a wind profile. I could also stack on top of that a PV profile, and I could go back and also include on top of that a flat profile and compound that with an energy efficiency reduction program for all 100 hours with a 1% reduction and have a compiled profile that I've just created for expected energy efficiency and renewable energy types of programs through this proxy. However, let's say that I have information that I already know that I'd like to put into this. I can drag that in directly through this manual data input. That brings me to this new page. And now I'm going to want to fill in this column, which has 8760 hours worth of information that it's asking for. In this case, I'm going to preview some data that will be discussed by Nico in just a couple moments. And this is energy efficiency load impact shapes provided by EPA. These are for energy efficiency programs that are not currently in the Annual Energy Outlook program. And because we're working in New England, I'm just going to select Massachusetts for a moment. And again, Nico will discuss this in more depth, but this shows us different load impact shapes for different years. And I'm going to select 2018, and it'll show me 8760 hours worth of savings. Note, however, that these are in gigawatts, so I need to multiply by 1,000 because I work in megawatt hours. So I'll simply multiply by 1,000 and then take this column worth of information that I now have and port it back into AVERT. So I now have those 8760 built in. I go back over here and it shows me the load profile that I've just imported into AVERT. I hit next, and now I'm going to calculate the displaced generation and emissions. Again, this can take a couple of minutes. This is a faster computer, but for large regions, these outputs might take longer than just a couple moments. In this case, this also happens to be a small region, and it runs fairly fast. Once this is complete, it'll splash a screen for me that indicates that this is complete. And upon completion, I'll be able to go over and look at the various outputs. I'll briefly walk you through those outputs, and then we'll move over to looking at the statistical module in the future year template. The splash screen tells me that it's complete. And I can go ahead and hit next to now look at my outputs. Outputs are divided into summary tables and charts and figures, and then this section over here called smoke text generation. Smoke would be for outputs used for air modeling. It produces information that's available for commonly used air modeling programs. I will not be going through those right now. Amongst the table information are annual information, just overview, displacement for those top 10 peak days for your high electric demand days, displacement data by county, and even monthly displacement data by county. Those are fairly detailed. I'll not be going through those right now. And then charts and figures that include a map and an hourly information and even a displacement by geography and then a diagnostic to allow you to figure out just how good your fit was for this particular run. I'm going to go ahead and look at the annual. And so this tells me for the approximately 5 million megawatt hours worth of reductions that I requested. I also received those 5.2 million megawatt hours worth of reductions. And I'm just going to stick to SO2 for a moment here, and it shows me that I've reduced approximately 5 million pounds worth of SO2 from that. If you were to look at the CO2 emissions reductions here, it basically indicates that we're getting slightly over a 0.55 tons per megawatt hour emissions reductions rate. So we're primarily displacing gas in this particular region. So say this is a good run, but I'm going to be interested in a moment in finding out what I can do to otherwise change that SO2 number, because I know a lot of that is coming from existing coal units in New England, some of which may not exist in a few years. So bear in mind that 5 million pounds of reduction from SO2. We'll be coming back to that in a couple of minutes. As Robin was indicating, I can also look at my high electric demand days and the days with the top fossil fuel generation usually top emissions as well. And then we also have a mapping capability where we can look at which units have been displaced in a spatial context. So I'll go back to annual change in generation, and this is which units have actually changed their generation. And it's showing us the units that have changed their generation in New England based on the energy efficiency profile that we've asked for. If we characterize that by SO2, we now see which units have primarily reduced their SO2 emissions due to the energy efficiency and renewable energy programs that we've put in place. Finally, I'm going to show two other pieces. Monthly displacement by selected geography. I can look at how my emissions have changed in a particular state. So even though I'm operating in Massachusetts, I want to know how my emissions reductions have happened in, say, Connecticut. And so by selecting those, I can look at changes within Connecticut. Or I can even go look at individual county changes. And so say I want to understand what's happened in Hartford County in Connecticut. This gives me a sense as to which units were displaced during particular months within Hartford on this particular based on this particular run. Going over to the hourly displacements by week, I can look at changes in, say, generation again, and I want to look in the middle of the summer, for example. So I'll select the date that I want to start my chart at, and it's actually going to show me hourly displaced units where each of these blocks that represents this total bar graph represents a block of unit displacement, and my hourly displacement is represented in total by this yellow line. Units are shaded based on their capacity factor from baseload units to peaking units. And we can see that our primary reductions have occurred during our primary peak periods. We can also change this from looking at generation to looking at changes in, for example, SO2. Again, we refresh that chart, and now we see where our primary SO2 reductions have actually occurred due to our energy efficiency program in a timing basis. So, as I was noting a moment ago, some of the SO2 reductions that we're looking at are based on plants that are currently in existence that are currently scheduled for retirement. So say I wanted to walk through this same analysis, but excluding those units that are already scheduled for retirement, I would need to use what we call a future year scenario template. So I'm going to take this AVERT run back to the welcome screen, and I'm going to actually drop out of AVERT for a half a moment and bring up a different screen. So back at the same time that I loaded up my AVERT statistical module, when I downloaded that, I also received these future year scenario templates, which are labeled as future year scenario templates. And I've created a modified one specifically for New England, looking at retirements within New England. I'm going to load that up briefly. And what you see on here is a screen that shows you expected or the potential to retire units or revise emissions rates for all units that are within the AVERT universe. In this case, this is filtered into units that are specifically within New England. But for any one of these, I can select whether I want a unit to be retired, and I can select whether I want to change emissions rates for a unit, and then I can change the emissions rates accordingly. Anything that's left at zero or no is otherwise unchanged within this. Yes for retire means that a unit will actually be excluded from the analysis altogether. I will not be saving these changes, so I'll leave that in place. Under additions, we've pre-selected for a number of units that have announced that they'll be retiring in New England in the next couple of years, primarily, in this case, all coal units, and we've selected those units to be retired out of the system. In aggregate, in the year 2013, those units added up to a total capacity. Some of them didn't actually operate in 2013, but those that did operate added up to a capacity of 2,200 megawatts. So we'll want to add approximately that same amount of megawattage. And the way we do that is through this additions tab, in which we can actually select the region that we're working in. And it will go through the database of which units actually exist within the AVRT universe and allow you to select proxy units. A proxy unit is a unit that will share statistical similarities with a unit that already exists but can be customized to your specifications. So in this case, I would like to add, for example, a CT onto my system, a combustion turbine. And once I've selected that it's going to be in the Northeast in gas and a CT, I get a list of all of the available CT units that are in the Northeast region that I can select. So I'll choose one randomly, and it shows me that this is a 17-megawatt unit in Kings County, New York. It had a capacity factor of 4%. So if I wanted to replicate, say, a new 30-megawatt unit, I could just type in 30 over here, and then I could also input information over here into where it should exist for the purposes of emissions reporting. At the moment, I'm going to delete this unit. We've put in a number of other units that are proxy units spaced around New England that in total also add up to 2,200 megawatts. So this is a complete future year scenario template ready to run through the statistical module. I'm now going to close this out. And when I run the statistical module, I'll be loading up that particular future year scenario template. So I go back to my statistical module. And again, this is the powerhouse behind AVRT, but it looks fairly innocuous on the front. And this runs as a standalone executable. The user guide describes in detail what it means to have different numbers of Monte Carlo runs here and the other factors that go behind the AVRT statistical module. But suffice it to say that for the purposes of this, I'll call this, I name this run our public demo, and then tell it to run. I want it to use information from the Clean Air Markets data set from 2013. As the basis of the statistics. It's going to load that information in. And I also wanted to use the workbook that we were just working with called Future Year Scenario New England Retirements. That's the modifications that we just made. I'll allow it to load that in as well. And in just a couple moments, after it's loaded in those various workbooks, it will allow me to select a region. And so in this case, I would want to select the Northeast region. And then if we're up for waiting quite a while, I would hit the OK button and allow it to run. A Monte Carlo analysis requiring 1,000 runs takes, on this computer, at least about 2 hours. On slower computers, up to about 4 hours. And if you're selecting all of the regions, it can take well over a day or 2 days to run all of those regions. So one wants to proceed with caution when you're actually ready to do this. Like any good cooking show, I'll cancel out of this process, and we'll show you what the final actually looks like. So going back to AVRT, I can now select a new file, and this is the output file that we've created from our statistical module. And that statistical module is output is right over here, called AVRT RDF Known Retirements. And I click here to load that file. That will blank out all of the existing information that I already had. And after this loads up, I'll just go back over to the annual regional displacement output, and we can compare SO2 pounds. Previously, in our last run, when we had those coal units still existing, we had approximately 5 million pounds of SO2 that were avoided from our energy efficiency renewable energy program. But now that those units have been retired, in our next version, we would expect to have a little bit of a different number. So again, I need to go back to my manual data entry. I'm going to, again, copy my load impact shape. We'll use the very same one that we used before. And again, I will run that through Avert's main module. And this will take just a couple moments to run through. And once this is complete, we'll have our final piece, and we should be able to see how our statistical module operated. After we see that, we will, I think, take clarifying questions. Just a moment. As you note, it does take a couple moments to run on most computers. It does sometimes look like it is stalled out, but that bar on the bottom tells you that it's still operational. It's running within a macro environment. So finally, we go back to our annual regional displacement data, and we can see that now we've still displaced the same amount of generation as we had before, but our SO2 pounds, instead of having displaced 5 million pounds, we've now displaced 3.8 million pounds, and we've changed our dynamics of the system considerably. I'm going to leave it there and move on to clarifying questions. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Jeremy, for that walkthrough. We had one clarifying question, and a participant asked if you could define EGU. You used the acronym a few times in your presentation.
Certainly. An EGU is just an electric generating unit. And in this case, in the context of AVERT, it will refer to fossil-fired electric generating units that are greater than 25 megawatts for the most part.
Great. Thank you. We'll now move on to our second poll question. I'm going to launch it right now. You should see it on your screen. The question is, what emissions impact details are of interest to you? Annual, state, and regional data, annual county-level data, monthly state and county data, or unit-level data for air quality monitoring? I'll give you a couple seconds to read the questions and respond. All right, we're at about 70%, so let me close the poll and I'll launch the responses.
Thanks, Lauren. This is Julia. It looks like most people responded with annual, state, and regional data. That was 43%. 24% is unit-level data for air quality modeling, 19% for monthly state and county data, and then 14% for annual county-level data.
Great. Thank you.